The title of tonight's talk, then, is The Problem with Infinity. Recently, I spoke to a very nice gentleman who is an astronomer. He clearly knows a lot more about science than I do, and could talk about astronomy with a great deal of authority. However, when I asked him if he thought that the universe was infinite, I was a little surprised by his answer. When I asked if the universe is infinite, I was asking if it had no beginning. He candidly admitted that he did not know if it was infinite or not. Now, this was surprising for a couple of reasons. First of all, he talked about the age of the universe, which implies that it has to have a beginning. And secondly, most astronomers agree with the Big Bang theory. There used to be some rivalry between the Big Bang theory, which holds that the universe had a beginning and is not infinite, and the so-called steady state theory. The steady state theory held that the universe was infinite. The idea of an infinite universe has now been rejected by almost all astronomers and astrophysicists today. The conversation ended there, but it got me thinking again about the idea of infinity. When I looked up the word infinity infinite in the Rambler English-Russian dictionary online, the first two definitions were as follows. Infinite. Bog, the god. And then number two, beskonechnost. Beskonechnost?
Right.
Did I do that? You understand what I'm saying? Beskonechnost? Infinity, or beskonechnoye prostranstvo. Da?
Yes.
Okay. Infinite space. Those were the two definitions when I plug in the word infinite. Very interesting. Number one, God. And number two, infinity or infinite space. How very appropriate. The fact that the universe is not infinite offers strong evidence for the existence of a God capable of creating it. So how does the question of infinity indicate that an infinite God exists? It really isn't very complicated. Number one, whatever begins to exist has a cause of its existence. Number two, the universe began to exist. And number three, the only sufficient cause capable of creating something like the universe is God. Have you ever asked yourself where the universe came from? Why everything exists instead of just nothing? Typically, atheists have said that the universe is eternal, and that's all. But surely, this does not make sense. Just think about it for a minute. If the universe never began to exist, then that means that the number of events in the past history of the universe is infinite. But mathematicians recognize that the idea of an actual infinite number of things leads to self-contradictions. For example, what is infinity minus infinity? Well, mathematically, you get self-contradictory answers. This shows that infinity is just an idea in your mind, not something that exists in reality. David Hilbert, perhaps the greatest mathematician of the 20th century, states, quote, "The infinite is nowhere to be found in reality. It neither exists in nature nor provides a legitimate basis for rational thought. The role that remains for the infinite to play is solely that of an idea," end quote. Perhaps the best way to bring home the problem of an actual infinite number is by means of an illustration. Hilbert's hotel is the product of the mind of the great German mathematician David Hilbert. Let us imagine a hotel with a finite number of rooms. Suppose, furthermore, that all of the rooms are full. When a new guest arrives asking for a room, the proprietor apologizes, saying, "Sorry, all the rooms are full." But now let us imagine a hotel with an infinite number of rooms, and suppose once more that all the rooms are full. There is not a single vacant room throughout the entire infinite hotel. Now suppose a new guest shows up asking for a room. "But of course," says the proprietor, and he immediately shifts the person in room one into room two. The person in room two into room three, and the person in room three into room four, and so on out to infinity. Okay. As a result of these room changes, room one now becomes vacant. Very good for me if I'm the guest. And the new guest gratefully checks in. But remember, before he arrived, all of the rooms were full. Right? Equally curious, according to mathematicians, there are now no more persons in the hotel than there were before. There are no more persons in the hotel than there were before, even though I just gratefully checked in. Okay? The number is just infinite. But how can this be? The proprietor just added the new guest's name to the register and gave him his keys. How can there not be one more person in the hotel than before? But the situation becomes even stranger. For suppose an infinity of new guests show up at the desk asking for a room. Of course," says the proprietor, and he proceeds to shift the person in room one into room two, the person in room two into room four, and the person in room three into room six, and so on out to infinity, always putting each former occupant into the room number twice his own. As a result, all of the odd-numbered rooms become vacant, and the infinity of new guests is easily accommodated. And yet, before they came in, all the rooms were full. Okay? And again, strangely enough, the number of guests in the hotel is the same after the infinity of new guests check in as before, even though there were as many new guests as old guests. Does that make your brain hurt? Makes my brain hurt. Okay. In fact, the proprietor could repeat this process infinitely many times, and yet there would never be one single person more in the hotel than before. Very, very strange.
I have a question.
Just a sec, we're not done, Mark. Can anyone sincerely believe that such a hotel could exist in reality? These sorts, well, Mark stayed there, I think. These sorts of absurdities illustrate the impossibility of the existence of an actually infinite number of things. If the universe never began to exist, then prior to the present event, there have existed an actual infinite number of previous events. That would mean that this talk is the continuation of a beginningless series of events in time. But fortunately, that is not the case, and I'm sure that we are all thankful that this talk had a beginning and will soon have an end. The main reason to believe in an infinite universe is to avoid the necessity of having to explain who or what created it. Placing faith in infinity is irrational. It makes much more sense to acknowledge that, number one, whatever begins to exist has a cause of its existence. Number two, the universe began to exist. And number three, the only sufficient cause capable of creating something like the universe is God. Thank you very much.
Okay, can I just ask
you a question? Hold it. Just a second. Thank you very much.